BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The US Vice President Joe Biden has pledged a new tone in America's foreign policy. He told a security conference in Munich that America would do more for its allies, but would ask for more in return. On relations with Iran, Mr. Biden said the Obama administration would be willing to talk with Tehran. And in Afghanistan, he said the US wanted to set out clear and achievable goals. Mr. Biden also called for an improvement in relations with Russia.
The United States rejects the notion that NATO's gain is Russia's loss, or that Russia's strength is NATO's weakness. The last few years have seen a dangerous drift in relations between Russia and the members of our alliance. It's time to press the reset button and to revisit the many areas where we can and should be working together with Russia.
There have been violent clashes in Madagascar between the security forces and anti-government protesters. Reports say at least 20 people have been killed. The latest violence follows several weeks of rioting and unrest. From Madagascar, here's Christina Corbett.
Around 15,000 supporters of the opposition leader and former mayor of Antananarivo, Andry Rajoelina, gathered in the city centre early on Saturday. Mr. Rajoelina addressed the rally and again called for a transitional government to be put in place in Madagascar. He is insisting that Marc Ravalomanana stand down from the presidency. But the peaceful demonstration deteriorated when the crowd marched on the president's offices, where riot police opened fire. Shooting continued for over an hour, and smoke was seen rising into the sky from the streets.
The president of Bolivia, Evo Morales, has enacted a new constitution which empowers the country's indigenous majority and limits the size of rural properties, setting up a framework for land reform. The constitution, which was approved in a referendum last month, also strengthens the role of the state in the economy. Addressing thousands of supporters, Mr. Morales said he had accomplished his mission.
Brothers and sisters, I must also tell you, and the Bolivian people know, that some groups have tried ceaselessly to remove me from the palace, and you know that some groups have tried ceaselessly to kill me. Now I want to tell you that they can drag me from the palace, they can kill me, but it's mission accomplished for the refounding of the new, united Bolivia.
The president of Ecuador, Rafael Correa, has ordered the expulsion of an official at the United States Embassy. He accused the official of trying to make some economic aid conditional on Washington being allowed to choose the head of Ecuador's anti-contraband police. Mr. Correa said he wouldn't let anyone treat his country like a colony. The German economy minister, Michael Gloss, has offered to resign, only to have the move rejected by his party, the Conservative Christian Social Union of Bavaria. The reasons for the resignation offer are not clear, but Mr. Gloss had cited his age. He'll be 65 this year. World News from the BBC. A high-level Hamas delegation is in Cairo to meet Egyptian mediators who are trying to negotiate a lasting ceasefire in Gaza, which Hamas controls. The Hamas team includes one of the organization's founder members, Mahmoud Zahar, who hadn't been seen in public since the end of the Israeli offensive in Gaza. The newly elected president of Somalia, Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed, has arrived in the capital, Mogadishu, for the first time since his appointment last week. Sheikh Ahmed said he wanted to talk to elders, politicians and Islamist groups.
I put my hand out to them and say, come on, brothers, let's talk and let's see. If there are religious differences between us, let's discuss them. If we still can't agree, there are scholars. I say to them, don't be in a hurry to shed blood, because the Somali people are tired of it.
Wildfires in southeastern Australia have killed at least 25 people and destroyed 100 homes. Tens of thousands of firefighters have been deployed in the states of Victoria, South Australia and New South Wales. A classic car abandoned in a garage for 50 years has sold at auction for $4.4 million. The Bugatti Type 57S retained its original chassis, engine and body and has a remarkably low mileage. Hugh Schofield reports from the auction site in Paris.
The car was made for a member of the nobility, Earl Howe, founder of the British Racing Drivers Club. He sold it after World War II, and in 1955, it was acquired by a doctor in Newcastle called, appropriately, Harold Carr. James Knight of the auctioneers Bonhams takes up the story.
Drove it for a few years, but we really feel that he didn't drive the car since 1960, because the most recent tax disc we could find is dated 1960. And literally the car has lain undisturbed in this garage in Newcastle for all these years, only to sort of re-emerge for the sale today.